circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that
a...
That means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear
don't...
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny!
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay! Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Charles has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's $1 a cheese. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Well, good morning and welcome back, Dave.
Yeah, I know you just said that to me that, I haven't been here for 2 weeks. I don't even realize
blowing
that.
Blowing off your own show.
Well, I was hosting other people's shows. You know, hosting that Lou Manfredini's House Smarts is a lot of work for me.
Is it?
No.
No.
Not at all. I'm Ringmaster Ned. They usually give me a couple good union guys in there. And when I hosted last weekend, I was mentioning this at the beginning of the show, Tom Skilling was here. He's never been at the station before.
Oh, he hasn't been to the new studio?
No,
yet?
not until last
weekend.
Well,
relatively speaking, new.
Yeah, and he went. He was here to do a podcast through our studios. He was working with our engineering team here in Bob Ferguson, and all of a sudden I looked up and he's waving through the window, and I'm like, "Oh, come on in!" So I made him answer some questions on drywall. While he was here, he was a good sport.
So he could talk about drywall.
We talked about what a crappy weekend it was to do any outside work.
Right.
We had a blame.
I'll never forget one, might have been a New Year's Eve evening. I was covering overnights for someone. Mm-hmm. This is some years back. Steve and Johnny had Tom on the phone, and it was only supposed to be a 5 to 10 minute segment.
Oh, man.
How an hour and a half.
Did it go
later?
Yeah. Oh,
he's taking phone calls and questions.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love
that. Oh, yeah. But that's Tom, though.
Well, you and I, and I know we know this already, and this is 6 weeks away, but I know we're filling in on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What am I working on for Thanksgiving? I can't even. During one of my taped segments tonight, I was working on, like, literally the next couple of months just to see what was coming up. Oh, we're going to try to get Dick Van Dyke.
Great.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And what's funny is, even though it was a theatrical release, for I think a couple decades, it was on Thanksgiving night on CBS. That was like the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
That's the movie they played. Because they weren't playing any Christmas movies until actually closer to Christmas.
Right.
But now
it's
all Christmas movies and everything else. But
which reminds me, I'll have to ask Dean if he's doing revamping of family classics like he did last year.
Oh, that's right.
Christmas Carol.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have to reach out and ask.
Yeah.
Or they can use last year's, too.
Sure.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Little history. 1858, R.H. Macy and Company opened its first store. Now, I still don't forgive them for getting rid of the Marshall Field name in Chicago, but that's a story for another day. I lived in New York for a while, and the Macy's on 34th Street, which is obviously where the Miracle on 34th Street took
place.
Right. Or fictionally took place at Gimbel's. Was it Gimbel's department store?
Gimbel's,
yeah. They still in that store have wooden escalators going to the basement. Not going up to the rest of the store, but there's wooden escalators that they have to sand and polish and stain and all that other stuff.
Yeah. We didn't see Gimbel's or Macy's when we were there in May, but that's something else to do for another visit.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. But I love all the traditions of Marshall Field's and Macy's, and I know in a couple of weeks, I know as we're doing Halloween this week and the next couple of weeks, that first week in November, which is daylight savings time, also we'll have the Vice President of Macy's on talking about the walnut room and lighting the tree and all that stuff. It's coming right
and
around the
windows,
corner. It came quickly to me because it has been so warm and we've had such hot, awkwardly hot days in October and in September that... What was it? Earlier in the week, it was sweltering.
It was 80.
It was 80 degrees.
Monday or Tuesday of this week.
And then the shock came in, and then as I looked at the 10 days, it's all this. It's, that's it.
I did a fall trip to the dunes Thursday. And boy, I tell you, standing right by the lake on Thursday, that wind
brisk.
Was, whoa.
Yeah, pretty brisk.
Oh, yeah, it was more than brisk.
Pretty brisk. Now, I remember watching some Cubs games live last year out there, and it was cold as hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so close to the lake. And, 1864, this week, U.S. President Lincoln formally established Thanksgiving as a national holiday. They obviously had to give people some notice that they were doing this, but it was Abraham Lincoln that made Thanksgiving
Lincoln
a day off.
Lincoln did it the fourth Thursday in November.
That's right.
Not quite sure why they chose that, but that's what it is.
I like it. 1873, P.T. Barnum introduced the greatest show on earth, the Big Circus, of course. Now, the movie Greatest Show on Earth, that was Charlton Heston, right? Late 50s, early 60s.
And there was also a TV show.
Oh, was there? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The theme to The Greatest Show on Earth, you know what that ended up being used for 40 years?
Bozo Circus?
Bozo Circus. Yeah, that was that theme. Yeah, that's not the Bozo theme. It's the movie Greatest Show on Earth theme.
Yeah.
Exactly. 1910, the Philadelphia A's beat Chicago 4-1 in the 7th World Series. So that's the one we lost.
One of several.
One of several that we lost. 1941, Walt Disney's Dumbo was released. 1957, Jailhouse Rock, starring Elvis Presley, opened up. Do we have a clip of the music or clip of the movie?
We have both. We have the trailer.
Oh, let's do the trailer. I want to hear this.
Yeah, the trailer.
Because I don't think most people know it was a movie. I mean, they like Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley was a movie.
Yes, I like that movie.
It was a great movie.
I like that movie.
Yeah, but that's what they did. There was no music video, so they turned it into like a 90-minute, 80-minute story.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Yes, you know this young man. You've heard more about him than any star personality in the modern entertainment world. Yet, here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before. Vince Everett, dynamically portrayed by Elvis Presley, was a tough blackboard jungle kid who became even tougher under the influence of his jailhouse cellmate. A terrific performance by Mickey Shaughnessy.
I'm an animal in a jungle, and I got a motto. Do unto others as they would do unto you, only do it first.
Do it first. That's right.
Jailhouse Rock is the astounding success story of this rebel with a voice that rocked the world.
I guess it's just because you were so square.
Baby, I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, thank you. So, Jailhouse Rock. Here, play a little of that music in the background here. Elvis, there was a couple. He did a bunch of movies, obviously.
Sure.
But all surrounded around his songs.
His songs. Thinking of Blue Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Jailhouse Rock,
of course. Yep, of course. Yeah. Post office. The first fully mechanized post office opened in 1960, and we're still losing. It might be up to $30 million a day. I mean, think about that. If that was a business, I can't believe out of all the business stuff President Trump is trying to get his hands around and all the tariffs and all this other stuff, how you cannot focus on a business like that is losing money. I know he blames Amazon and, you know, trying to stay competitive with FedEx and UPS. FedEx and UPS make money.
Right.
I mean, they make money.
Right. I would think that Amazon in some way is helping the post office, because I can tell you, it's a daily thing now. In my building where I live, all
boxes
kinds,
everywhere.
Oh, boxes, packages, name it, and they're all delivered.
Well, they just announced
by the Postal Service.
They're gonna hire a ton of people for the holidays.
They're gonna hire a lot of people, yes.
But do we need two things? Do we need a post office in every town? I don't think we do. And I know a lot of towns don't. The smaller towns don't anymore.
Yeah. But one of the things that they've done to consolidate is that there's a more of a central distribution point, at least for the south suburbs and northern Indiana.
But these post offices that are still open that don't handle all that distribution, still, you know, they might have somebody manning a counter.
Right.
But they have all this real estate
Yeah.
that we should just honestly get rid of.
That they have to pay for.
And then the other thing is, do we need to get mail on Saturday? I usually forget and get it on Monday.
You know, I had heard several years ago that they were going to discontinue it.
You know?
I actually saw a story on that.
Yeah, I get
and
it.
We still get it.
I get it for packages. Mm-hmm. I get it for that type of delivery in Amazon and all that stuff,
but
even on Sunday.
Regular mail to get all of the ads that you...
I think I'd be fine with mail on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. I mean, I don't want to... And please, I'm not trying to, you know, tell the postal worker out there that I don't want them to have a job, but I just don't... When you're losing that type of money, you got to make a change. If that was a company, it would have been closed 30 years ago, 20 years ago already.
Mm-hmm.
1961. Chicago, what was my post office clip?
You had a Christmas commercial.
Oh, let's listen to it.
Christmas is a time of suspense. To end the suspense, mail your cards and gifts early.
It's not what you get for Christmas. It's when you get it that counts.
How do you make a big hit on Christmas?
Say, hey, Willie, you've got to hustle and mail early.
Give the kids a break. Mail early. On Blinces. The Blinzer.
If people don't get their gifts and cards by Christmas.
It's a bunch of different actors.
So come on, mail early.
Don't miss Christmas. Mail early this year.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. That was Milton Berle on a bunch of Hollywood stars.
My name is Berle, Milton Berle.
Milton Berle. That's right. That's right. 61, Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley played an important role in getting JFK into the Oval Office. So to repay Daley, came back to Chicago to hold a Democratic fundraiser for local politicians. And back then, $100 per plate dinner at McCormick Place.
$100.
$100. That's pretty big. Fireworks display over the lake. There were more activities planned for the next day, but was canceled. Do you remember why it was canceled?
Let's see. This would have been because he had to go back to D.C. because of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's right. The press was told that he had a cold. Oh, man, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You are amazing to me. So it was a Cuban Missile Crisis.
He had a cold and then went home.
1971, Roy Disney opened Walt Disney World in Florida. 1975, after 3 years and $150 million, which sounds so cheap today, Water Tower Place opened up.
Hmm.
And the anchors were first anchors?
Well, the first one was another Marshall Field store.
Mm-hmm. And Lord & Taylor.
And Lord & Taylor, yes.
Yep, and it was a Ritz-Carlton, of course, as a retail anchors. To that, 1971, rock group The Police, first concert ever, which is pretty cool. I love The Police. It's still one of my favorite bands of all time.
Sting.
Mm-hmm. Also in 1978, the Halloween movie premiered. So this is 40 years this year, and we are working on getting Jamie Lee Curtis for the weekend before Halloween.
That would be great.
She's got a new move, new Halloween out as well. Is this just the theme music? What do we have here? Is this the trailer?
This is the trailer.
Oh, I love listening to this. Let's take a listen.
Halloween. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil. I think he'll come back.
Exploring uncharted territory.
And totally charted.
Just talk.
Sure.
The only reason.
I was 10 years old at the time. And I think we did sneak in and. No, it wasn't in 1978. It was probably years later that there was a double bill. It was Friday the 13th and Halloween at the drive-in.
Oh, the drive-in.
At the Twin. And we snuck in there and got in there. Actually, you know what? A good reminder, the drive-in theater in McHenry, Scott, who runs that, owns that place, they are showing the last weekend of the month back-to-back, the original Halloween and the new Halloween, both with Jamie Lee Curtis, and they're going to do them back-to-back, which he does a lot of retro stuff.
Yeah. I was working, I wasn't in Chicago yet, but a guy I worked with had a young son that he took to see Halloween, went with his son, who was maybe 8.
Yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Time. Oh, wow.
And
that's
I can remember him coming into work a day or two later saying he is scared out of his mind.
Oh, I bet.
He didn't want the lights out in his room.
Yeah.
He was terrified.
No. Also, 2005, the White Sox coming up won the World Series. And what's amazing to me, I'm a Cubs fan, so it's hard for me to really.
But it was something
nice. Even though the Sox are on the station, it was something nice for our city. You have a little highlight for that?
Tying run at second, 2 out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
Yeah, who was the announcer for that? Does that sound familiar? Who was the announcer? Probably TV. Probably
that was
national.
That might have been. Oh, it was Joe Buck.
Oh, was it?
Joe Buck?
Okay. Yeah.
That was courtesy of Fox.
Yeah, okay.
And as
right.
I recall, as the case with the Cubs, they were not here when they won.
No.
They won elsewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here, I'll tell you something. I can't stand Joe Buck because he called the Cubs during the World Series, too, and he was such an ass. Like, right up to the last few seconds when the ball was hit and the Cubs had that double play to end the game, he was talking about how the Cubs weren't going to make it through. He goes, yeah, the Cubs, I don't think they're going to make it. They won the World Series. Like, then all of a sudden he was excited. I can't stand that guy. You know what I did?
Well, you know who his father was.
Who's that?
Jack Buck.
Oh, Jack Buck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cardinals
legendary
announcer.
Legendary
Cardinals
announcer.
Yeah, I'm not a big Joe. I had Pat Hughes on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd rather have heard him all day long.
I have friends that are big hockey people, intense Blackhawks fans, who will listen to John and Troy.
Oh, yeah.
And watch the game.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do that all the time, too. Yeah. Absolutely. I used to do it for Bulls games, too.